This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Construction is underway on a new diverging diamond intersection at Powers and Research Parkway in northeastern Colorado Springs. The pattern is intended to increase traffic flow by removing left turns into oncoming traffic and reducing stoplights. Work will also include improvements to pedestrian and bicycle access. The intersection should be finished late next year. When complete, it will be the fourth diamond configuration in the state, including the current site at I-25 and Fillmore. Partial funding for the $43 million project comes from federal stimulus money. The Army says it has reached another milestone at a Colorado chemical weapons depot. CPR's Matt Morette reports.
The United States is destroying its mustard gas stockpile under a 1993 treaty known as the Chemical Weapons Convention. Many of the nation's decades-old shells are kept at a depot in Pueblo. Army officials at the depot announced this week that the disposal project is about 75% done. Nearly 2,000 tons of mustard agent have been destroyed so far. The gas can maim or kill people, blistering skin and inflaming their airways. I'm Matt Morette, CPR News.
Greeley got more than 4 inches of rain in less than 2 hours this afternoon, according to the National Weather Service. It's more than a quarter the city's average precipitation. Greeley Police Department told motorists on Twitter to stay away from areas of downtown to avoid flash flooding. And while the Front Range is seeing a lot of rain this afternoon and this evening, Grand Junction is dry. This is CPR.